Mad March may be a little while away, but the artistic among us are being encouraged to get involved in the upcoming Fringe. The poster comp entries are now open and the Artist Fund is also available. Head of Digital Marketing and Ticketing at Fringe, Ella Huseman, joins me now. Hi there, Ella.
Hi, good morning.
So it's a festival that kind of never stops for you, right?
Pretty much, yes. We call this the off-season, but it's barely off. We're all hectically putting plans and preparations in place for next year. But it's an exciting time. We've got some great initiatives open at the moment. So, yeah, it's super busy.
Yeah, so tell us about the poster comp. What are you looking for?
Yeah, so poster comp's been running for a really long time. It's kind of that the first big thing that happens ahead of the Fringe season. So we've just opened it for budding artists worldwide, really. We've had applications from, you know, all over the world, near and far, and then lots of great South Australians have entered over the years and also won it. So the theme this year is loosely sunshine after the rain. So we're still in the thick of COVID, but hopefully coming out in Mad March next year on the other side of it a bit better. And just looking for people to encapsulate what Fringe means to them in a poster, really. And then that becomes kind of the branding centrepiece of the 2023 Fringe.
Beautiful. I hear the prize money's doubled as well.
Yeah, very generously from Bank SA, our principal partner. So it's $6,000 cash to the winning poster entrant. And then they also receive a free registration if they'd like to do an exhibition of their artwork at the Fringe in 2023. So we kind of help find a venue and, waive that rego fee to make it that little bit easier to participate.
Now, what are the deadlines here for artists to get cracking on a poster design?
Yeah, so it's open right now and we need applicants to put their poster entries in by midnight on Sunday the 7th of August.
Cool. All right. And then what is the Artists Fund?
Yes, the Artists Fund. So we have a foundation attached to Adelaide Fringe. We are a not-for-profit organisation and we raise funds through a brilliant network called the Donor Circle and also through very generous donations by the general public when they buy tickets. And that all goes into a pool of money that we give out through grants to artists in the Artists Fund. So it's a grant application round and it's open right now. We've got a great goal this year of issuing a minimum of 100 grants out to artists for the Artist Fund in 2023. So that's 100 shows or exhibitions that can kick off with some funding in their back pocket to help them stage the Adelaide Fringe show.
Great. And so that could be, is there any kind of eligibility criteria for those wanting to apply?
Yeah, so there's a bit of criteria people have to have a read through before they put the application in, and all that info is on our website. We're definitely strongly encouraging South Australian artists to apply, so we really want to foster that, you know, that artistic culture within our state. So people from everywhere, whether they're in Adelaide or, you know, more regional, we would really encourage people of all ages and backgrounds to apply with an idea for a show. We're looking for innovation. We're looking for things that are new, but definitely even if you've participated in Fringe before, please throw your hat in the ring for an Artist Fund grant.
Ella Huseman from Fringe is with us. Now, it grows every year, doesn't it, Adelaide Fringe? So you're really keen to hear from people that want to maybe take part in the festival next year from regional areas.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're called Adelaide Fringe, but we put a lot of, you know, our energy and efforts into growing Fringe across the state. So we really are everywhere, and any venue or artist that wants to be involved, we want to hear from them. We had a great show in McLaren Vale this year called Sky Song, and that really got us engaged with that local McLaren Vale community. There's been some amazing projects and programs happening in Murray Bridge. They've got some great programming happening in their town hall. We're speaking with, you know, local football clubs who might want to, you know, have a comedian as part of a fundraiser one night in their footy club. So anyone that's got a space that they want to activate, and whether they want to attract someone that's from interstate as an artist or a comedian out to their venue, or whether there's someone local that, you know, is a live musician that they regularly program but they want to put that on during Fringe, we definitely want to speak to everybody and try and foster those networks and get that all happening.
Beautiful. And I hear you've got a bit of an exciting trip ahead. You're going to Scotland, Ella.
Yes, off to Edinburgh Fringe, our sister festival. Edinburgh is the biggest fringe in the world and we are proudly second biggest. So we work really closely with the team at Edinburgh Fringe, and there's a lot of artists that, you know, pre-COVID, you know, jumped around and did both festivals. Sadly, they didn't get to run their fringe during COVID, so they haven't had a festival for 2 years. So this is really exciting to see artists have the opportunity on that international stage. and we head over there with a small team to chat to those international artists that might want to come to Fringe. And also a lot of Australians have moved over to the UK and Europe, so we chat to them about saying, you know, we'll come on back to Adelaide and how can we make that happen? And then, of course, the artist fund is open, so if there's grant opportunities that we can provide to those Australian artists, then we really want to make sure they know about it and that the money is accessible to them.
Beautiful. And when is the cutoff for the artist fund?
So the deadline is the 17th of August, and that gives people quite a bit of time to get an application in, and then registrations don't close until October. So, you know, if having this upfront funding is important to get your Fringe show off the ground, then you know about whether you've got the funding or not well before Fringe registrations close, so you can get all your ducks in a row and find your venue and make your show happen.
Beauty. Well, it sounds fun. Hope you have a wonderful trip overseas, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Love to chat to you.